KFAEDQ, statewide 1.
KEDQ1.
APR-1. This is A6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. Hello, Dave. How do you copy? Just on my open spot here. Well, I hear everything, so I guess it's okay. Your open spot's working. Gosh, you're having better luck than I am. My 890, I just can't get it to work. I got three other EMR radios, different brand, and I can make all three of them work, but the 890, I cannot.
Well, this is an 890 also. But I've been trying to get it to work with my PiStar hotspot, and I cannot get it to work right. So I don't know if it's the radio or what, but it's working fine with my open spot. So I have to assume it's something with the PiStar.
Well, that's interesting. I do have an old, I've got two of them. Two old PiStar, I believe, still work. I know one of them does for sure. I'm going to try it with that because I got the same thing. I got the WDS D version, and I got the PiStar version, two different ones that are fairly new, and I just can't get the pair test to work. It says repeater not found, or it drops out while I'm talking or something like that. I can't do the pair with the 890.
Yeah, one thing I did was I put mine on the on my service monitor, and then the frequency drifts a little bit, and I'm wondering if that's enough to cause a problem.
Well, according to my dealer, who showed me the 890 and also gave me a loaner to try out, yes, it would. But he said, you know, he wasn't talking about drift. He was talking about just being off frequency a little bit. High stars are tend to, I guess, depends on the manufacturer, is more sensitive to frequency offset than usual. He said frequency offset is important. You have to calibrate it.
Yeah, I've done that, and it's sometimes, I don't know, it's like sometimes it just doesn't hear the radio. I'm keying up, and I'm in the calibrated mode, and it's not showing anything. So, I don't know, something is strange. I'll figure it out if it's going to be some time.
Well, that calibrated mode, you have to be in simplex mode on the radio. You also have to have talk group 99, is my understanding. And you have to be on time slot 1. And the simplest frequency has to be equal to the received frequency of the PiStar. Or in other words, your transmitted frequency on the radio has to be the same as the receive. Transmit and receive. So it's the higher frequency for the radio that has to be the same. So you have to have them both set, is my understanding. And when I did that, I had no problem getting the calibration mode on the PiStar to work. However, I don't believe it. It tells me I have a 300 hertz offset and with two of my radios. But I don't believe that's accurate.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, well, I've got a duplex head on these, on mine. So it's separate transmit and receive frequencies. I'm sorry, Eaton. Yeah, they're full duplex. So, it should be, you know, transmitting on the, what it's receiving. I mean, I don't think it would power, it shouldn't make care of what mode the radio is in as long as it's transmitting on the frequency it's receiving on.
Well, according to the WPSD version of Pi Star, there's a little note there on that test. If you expand it a little bit, I guess it's a drop-down note or something. It says you must be in simplex mode, even though it's a duplex hotspot. And otherwise, it will not work.
Well, I might have to try that. Set of transmitter to use the same frequency and see what happens. It could be an issue, maybe, because the my open spot, which I'm talking on now, is just a simplex. So I will give that a try.
It's good talking to you. I got to get back to my routine. You probably want to try it also. I be listening every now and then. I forgot your name and call. I think it's Dave. I mean, last two letters are BR. This is N6. Give me your call again. This is N6WY.
Okay. I guess you might maybe not the latest. The database I have for you there because it's should be on your birth. Yeah, K8PR. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to head off to work right now, so I'm not going to be able to play with it until later today. But you gave me a good idea. I'll try it. Thanks. 73, K8PR.
K8PR. This is N6WI, 73.
KPR, are you copying me along?
Hey.
Yeah, I heard you. I thought you were about B25. Am I making okay? I'm inside a building.
Oh, yeah, real good.
Yes, very good. All right, just working away.
I'm very good, yeah. So I put a different radio here on my base, one a little bit lower power, because I was going to use one of the channels for an all-star node, and it didn't have RX leveling in it, so I just purchased it and put it on, and I wanted to see if it worked.
Yeah. Have you ever seen this handheld radio that's apparently Ryobi's private labeling? By Radtel, the RT950, you ever see that one?
Let me take the answer. I'll Google it. Not my desk. RT what?
950. Looks like a pretty cool radio. No digital modes, but does apparently does some, I wonder if it does 10 meters. It looks like it does 6 meters. It does CB, FM only. I wonder if it does 10 meter FM.
It's $90. Yeah, I don't know. Looks like it doesn't say the bands, though. It shows all of this. CB, AM, FM, CB, shortwave, MW, and LWA bands. Of course, that says reception. What about transmission? Where does it transmit on? Powerful long-range communications for VHF and UHF only. So it looks to me like it receives all that stuff, but it only transmits on UHF and VHF.
So if you go to the Radtel, it gives more detail. It says,
Wilksom, Ocean, or however you call it. And this one does a lot of cool little things, too, that I've never used. I just had to have it because I bought it. I didn't know what it was. I'm going to look at this KGQ10H. Just a minute.
Yes, it's got three, apparently you can have three bands at once. This is going. For that money, it might be a fun toy. I'll have to think about that. All right, I'm going to get back to work. Catch you later, KPR.
Yeah, Call you back. I'll let you know what this one does. WV. This one that I have is KG-Q10H. It's a handheld, 1.25 meters, 2 meters, 6 meters, and 70 centimeters. It's all analog, but it does all of that. It does two of them at one time. It cross bands as well. You know, about $200 for it. I bought it because it was cool, and I never used it. 50 to 54 megahertz, 222 to 225, and then, of course, your conventional VHF and UHF stuff. All analog, 6 watts. All right, chat later. WB. WADD, no power test.
It's working.
Yeah, I just wanted to hit it with 5 watts and see if it worked. It worked fine. Very little signal loss here.
Yeah, it might have been a little bit on that last one, but I'm kind of out here in the boonies.
Yeah, I'm like negative 103 right in that area. You're like negative 114, negative 12, negative. Yeah, you got, it's on your end. You got some loss. I just took one of my older radios, the lower power radios, and put it in as a base and updated the entitlements, paid for the RX auto leveling and installed it. $5, no holler. Motorola's $5 richer and Wally's $5 poorer.
Yeah, but you're a lot happier. Yeah, I'm over here. Not the best spot, I think.
Yeah, you're at the end of your road, dude. Negative 122. Want to try P25?
Yeah, we can do that. There's a slightly better spot now. Kind of like in between some buildings on that sharp turn there waiting to go. But I can try P25.
WD.
Kilo Delta 9, Quebec Lima Kilo, KD9QLK, monitoring.
KD9QLK from W2PUT.
November 8th, Oscar Lima. This is KD9QLK, Kilo Delta 9, Quebec Lima Kilo. I'm up in Marlette, Michigan, and just checking out the DMR repeater this way. How do you copy?
Copy is Lima Charlie, loud and clear, down here in Detroit, Michigan. Near Warren, Michigan, just off of Warren, Michigan.
Roger, they definitely copy you just fine. The repeater isn't too far away from me. I want to say it's like 10 miles away from me, so I'm hoping I'm getting in okay. And you're doing just fine, not much packet loss at all. This is KD9QLK.
Roger that. I'm not sure if they linked or what. What location did you say you was at again? It looks like I have Mount Clemens on here for this one, but I'm not sure. November 8, X-ray Oscar Lima.
Personally, I am in Marlette, Michigan, which is up in the Thumb, and I'm using the Burnside repeater, and I just discovered it not too long ago. I went on the Michigan, I can't remember what the name of the website is, but I found the website or the repeater on the website and just started trying it out. So I know your DMR ID is saying Warren, Michigan. So you got the trip.
Roger that. I'm just south of Warren in Detroit, Michigan. But the repeater's showing it is in Mount Clemens area. That's what it says on my HD here. But, yeah, I'm on a handy talkie at Rinko. Handy talkie, and sitting in my bedroom here. The name is Ron. I'm not sure if it's showing up on there, but it's Ron. Romeo Oscar November.
Yeah, your DMR ID, I haven't updated it in a while, but your DMR ID is coming through as Ronnie, and it says Warren, Michigan. That's working pretty good. I hope mine is. I don't know what mine is coming through as, but it should be Mark, KD9QLK, and I'm usually from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, but I'm in Marlette right now, and I'm probably going to be changing my QRZ or my DMR ID to reflect that.
Are you there?
Well, I know my DMR ID is updated for Fond du Lac, but that usually happens when you don't update your own walkie-talkie or your own radio with the DMR database from DMR ID. But hey, it's been a while since I've done it on my radio, but yours is in there. So you've been on there for a while, that's for sure.
Roger that. We have another station coming in there who stays you want to stand by. Roger that. Station is standing by. Go ahead. Number 8, Oscar Oscar Lima.
C8MXG. I was going to tell Mark, K9QLK, that, yeah, all of his names and everything are up to date. It says Fond du Lac, and at first when I saw the F, I thought I said Flatlander, but you know how that is.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you for the update. Yeah, I don't know about Flatlander, but it says Fond du Lac. It's a French word. I'm sure people in Michigan are familiar with that. I grew up in Lake Orion, Michigan, and I reconnected with my high school girlfriend, Marlette. So that's where I am right now. Just getting all my radios up on the Michigan area, and I'll be out here more often. Back to you guys.
And QLK, Fond du Lac wasn't so bad, especially when you have family in Wausau. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I know where Wausau is for sure. I actually worked for a company before I left. The company was called Wausau Equipment, but it was in Fond du Lac. I don't know what the association was there, but they named it after Wausau. I definitely know that name. Back to you.
Back to Ralph, W1RJZ. I just thought I'd insert that and let you know that, yeah, my radio is up to date, and you are coming in just fine, and all the information is correct. Ralph, you got it. Go ahead, W1RJZ. This is KC8MXG. I'm clear.
Let's see, do I have it there? There's 73 there to you. You take care. Be safe. And over my head, actually, Oscar.
K8BCW, if you're testing, I thought I heard a little bit of AC home in the background. KC8MXG.
Hey, DBF Mobile.
C-Rage, what's going on, Dakota?
Just jumped in the truck and on my way home. What's going on?
Not much. I talked to one guy about that stuff you sent over. How long ago did you buy that?
God, I don't know. I had to wait forever to get it, like 8 weeks. I want to say I had it installed like November-ish of last year. It showed up.
to think that there was DDR4 memory in there and not DDR5. I don't have the stuff in front of me. I was actually in the car when I was talking to him. Do you know, is that true?
I will have to double check, but I don't think so, because we went with the NVMe model over the spinning disk, so I'm pretty sure that automatically came with DDR5, but I'll have to double check.
I'll look at the stuff you sent me to, and if you can double check that, because I don't know why he thought that. We just had a brief phone call. But he's definitely interested in it. I may actually just connect the two of you and let you guys work it out and go from there. But, yeah, tomorrow or whenever, take a look, and we'll connect on that, and we'll I'll definitely put you in contact with this guy. He's a pretty serious buyer. I don't know how serious or what your process will be to sell it, so we'll get that figured out, too.
I just looked at that sheet, and it doesn't even say what type it is. I can't imagine putting DDR4 in there, can you?
With his concern, he was like, if this thing has DDR4 in it, it's not worth much money, and it's old. And I was like, I'm pretty sure they just put it in the last 8 months, so it should have DDR5. So, yeah, just when you get a chance tomorrow or whenever you're in front of it again, take a look, or maybe there's an actual build sheet that you have somewhere. I don't know. If there's DDR4 in it and you bought it in November and they charge you that much, it might be time to go, like, score shares on them.
That explains half my problems then, because I just looked it up. It is DDR4, according to ChatGPT for that model, and I don't recall anywhere that they even mentioned that. I didn't catch anything. You started talking there and it dropped.
In a minute. I'm down deep in 94. I'll be up top in a minute. K-E-A-R-U-H. K-E-A-R-U-H, Dakota, are you hearing me now?
Yeah, I heard that last one too, so you're good.
Well, at 94 coming up to 8 Mile, and you know how it's like in a ditch over here, so I just think I was subsurface, not getting out. What I was saying is I don't know, with it being DDR4, I don't know what the market demand is for that, but it's a little concerning that you may not get anywhere near what you paid for it like 8 months ago. So I'll do some more research and see what I can figure out, and I'll talk to my guy a little bit more and see what else he knows and if he knows anybody that would, you know, buy them as a whole unit and whatever. So let me do a little more research and see what I can do for you.
I'll do the same. I'll just double check and verify. But yeah, if they ship me that cluster with DDR4, I'll be making a phone call tomorrow.
Sure. You know, if you put them in November, like physically had them in hand, you got them before that this memory inflation happened.
And we ran live optics and everything, too, so I don't know why the hell they would downgrade me to DDR4 or DDR5. We even told them, we don't even care what it costs. Like, just give us what we need.
I don't know. I think maybe there's a chance you got taken advantage of. I mean, the secondary market never demands what the first hand from the OEM can demand, but still, it seems interesting to me. My guy immediately was concerned because there was DDR4 memory in there.
I'm assuming he looked at the spec sheet, went off the model number, which is what I just looked up, and it said it commonly comes with DDR4. So unless they upgraded me, which I'm starting to wonder or feel like they didn't, because we opted to order a fourth node for the cluster, but the RAM bullcrap, we just decided to go back to virtual, so we never utilized it and canceled that order. So that could very well be why we needed to add that other node.
All the fun.
And that is why I like hosting things.
I simplify it, and there's less equipment to maintain then.
Yeah, even though my data center had a switch fail the other day, that was fun. I didn't get you on that one.
Saying is, it was the data center's fault, not yours.
That's correct. I didn't have to do anything but wait a couple minutes.
Hey, I'm pulling up in the driveway here. I will catch up with you a little later. Maybe in the morning I'll try to throw the radio on while I'm drinking my coffee at the counter.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'll catch you later at ADVF.
NADVF, W-A-R-I-T.
W-A-R-I-T from NADVF. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Dakota. I was wanted to ask both you and Anthony a question here, but I'll maybe see if I can catch them both later on it. But I wanted to ask you what you were talking about a couple of days ago, earlier in the morning. Describe the product, if you would, to me. I think you were describing it like a CW cube, something along the lines of that. If you would tell me, like, how big is this physically?
It's a hand cube, a mini, and I'd say it's like 2x3. So you can easily, very easily fit it in your pocket. And you just plug in any paddle or key you want to it, and you can practice CW.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard you comment earlier in the morning a few days ago that you were talking about that it would even do decoding, but I have, as of yet, never seen anything that would do pretty well for CW decoding other than the gray matter between your ears. I've tried out decoders and software, never found out anything that worked great. Okay, I was kind of interested in it, but it sounds a little bit different than I was looking for, because I guess you would plug paddles in. I was looking for something, a friend of mine, I don't know where he got it, it's more of a novelty item, I guess. I don't think it really has any specific radio purpose other than helping to learn Morse code, and it was basically just a small cube, maybe an inch by an inch by an inch, something like that, with some tiny pegs for acting as a paddle that you could use to send, and then it had a little tiny set screw on the bottom you could use for, like, two of them, one for volume, and then another, one for volume, one for tone, and then also for the keying speed, so that way you could, shift it up and down as you wanted and such. But I was looking for something along the lines of that, just to kind of carry with me, like in my pocket, just to be able to help emphasize sending my code so I can get that down a little bit better. You know, I know the code, but I'm pretty piss poor at it, I guess, Dakota. You know, I've got over 100 DXCC worked and such, but I'm definitely not conversational with CW, you know, because by the time, if I were to sit there, like, get on the fist calling frequencies, and by the time I end up making a contact, you know, the operator is here, QTH is, et cetera, et cetera, by the time I'm done with that, I'm kind of, like, mentally exhausted from copying the code, so I can do DX and cookie cutter contacts pretty good, but that's about it. And then usually for those, I even have to, because usually, like, at contests, they're sending quicker, so usually quicker than I can copy at one time, so usually I'd have to get N, okay, and then he'd send again, and then I get 8, and then, okay, I got the DB, and finally the F, okay, now I'm ready to call him, so sometimes I have to do things like that, so I was looking at, something to help by sending, which is also helping in emphasizing learning the code better.
Not everything has to be a fucking story.
So, yeah, it's called a HandCube Mini. They're available on Amazon. You can get a combo that'll come with a paddle, but it sounds like you have one. But the HandCube Pro is the one that you can actually plug into a transceiver, and it will decode the CW that you're receiving. So if that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to, like, I don't know if you could write a key and that at the same time, but if you're just trying to learn how to copy better, you could do that. But I'm using it to learn how to send and whatnot, and it's actually helping me quite a bit because you're physically touching a paddle instead of a phone screen. So I don't know. It's got CW Pokemon, like, printed on it, but I still don't understand why. So I just call it the Hand Cube Mini. But they're on AliExpress, eBay, and Amazon, which is where I got mine.
Well, it sounds like I got myself a hater here. Okay. Anyways, like I say, I'll take a look at that, but that's probably not what I was actually looking for. I was looking for something a little bit smaller, just to, like, stick in your pocket. That sounds like it's still relatively small and such, but not quite what I was looking for. I was just looking for something just to play around with the sending of it, you know, because that helps, like I say, to emphasize the code practice and get yourself better at that. And like I said, I talked with some people when I first got licensed for quite a long time, asking quite a bit of questions. So I think I pretty much know what I need to do, and it's basically just get out there and operate and get yourself better that way and pick up things. Some things may be a little shorter, but some things I could pick up pretty darn quick. I remember a friend was doing a demonstration on basically what you do in a CW contact, and somebody had asked a question. I can't remember exactly what it was. Something along the lines of, what do you do if you don't hear the full call sign or something along the lines of that? So he responded, diddy dum dum diddy, for the question mark. And I'm like, well, that was the quickest I've ever learned any Morse code character.
Dave, give me 1 second. I got a call coming in. NADBF.
All right, WARIT.
NADBF. I am back.
All right, I'm still here. Well, anyways, how are you at CW?
Oh my God, I got another phone call. I'll be right back. I'm sorry. NADBF.
NAWCB, WCBK, right here. K8YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening. Wow, got out a little early there today. Cool beans, how's it going?
Yeah, surprising. It's better now. It's busy.
It must have picked up this afternoon. I heard you this morning. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of picking up a little you know, call after call, at least the radio wise. So I had to turn the radio off and to go mow the lawn. But at least, like you say, you're heading home for the weekend.
Yeah. We were pretty steady today. Kind of got obnoxiously steady, but we had the manpower out to cover the calls, and so we kept up.
That's a good thing, and that's a good thing. The only time thing I heard, you know, that might have indicated they really starting to really pick up, you were starting to need to cover status there, and you had to start to pull some people there and get them in place. But I'm glad. Like I say, I heard you there, and sounded good.
Yeah, thanks. How was your day today?
Not too bad. Like I say, I mowed the lawn today. That was kind of the biggie today, getting that one done. But other than that, just kind of relaxed and kind of reflected there on yesterday with everybody coming over and talking to you yesterday and hearing you on the radio. And so it's all good. Like I say, enjoyed listening. It's nice to be able to hear you dispatch there.
Hey, good. So I'm glad good opportunity there. I remember being able to hear you as a kid. I was able to hear you, so it's like, well, give me the opportunity to hear me and hear my dispatching, I guess.
Yes, you do a very good job there. Definitely is MedStar. It definitely sounds like MedStar, and like I say, you fit right in. You sound professional there on the air. Sounded real good, and seems like there's good interaction between you and the crews there.
Yeah, for the most part, they can be kind of frustrating once in a while, but it's okay. Everybody's a lot of day.
Yeah, that's the truth. Everybody has their moments. Everybody has their days, and that's for certain. That kind of catches them the wrong way, or a call, or, you know, maybe something outside of work, and that go along with the flow, and just keep being professional, keep maintain their with them. And it, WCB.
Yeah, for sure. I try to be understanding if I can, and if it's warranted. Sometimes, or it's somebody that's deliberate, and it's like not gonna let you get away with that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, there's no place for that. No place for that in the workplace, in that way. No place for that on the air. A lot of people that potentially could be listening out there, and even now with the way it's set up, you still have a lot of potential listeners there. So, definitely got to maintain that professionalism on the air, and courtesy and such.
Yeah, I'm going to hop out of the car here real quick. I've got to make a pickup, but I'll be right back here shortly.
Roger that. K8YNU and AWCB.
K8YNU to AWCB.
K8YNU and AWCB, you returned.
Yes, Culver's has some deals going on for ice cream, so I'm going to make a quick pickup here.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. In fact, speaking of Lee was talking about Culver's. I think him and Isaac stopped, Grand Rapids. Probably Grand Rapids. Isaac had a minor operation there in his legs, but they picked up Culver's the other day, and him and Melissa, both of them like the cheese curds, and so he was talking about that the other day. So Culver's has some ice cream, huh?
Yeah, they do. They do. I'm not sure what the deal is, but... must be a good one, so.
Yeah, well, you can't beat that. They're not a bad place to eat there. Mom and I have enjoyed eating there. I think we were introduced when we visited Wisconsin, and I think we've been to a couple of them around here. I think I want to say more notably in Rochester Hills, but I'm trying to think. I think we were at the one maybe in Roseville there on Little Mac, but anyway, they got some good food there.
Yeah, they do. I like eating there. They got one here at Hall in 94 in Chesterfield, and we'll stop in there once in a while and get some food. I'll get their salad, but I'll either get a side of onion rings or a side of cheese curds.
Okay, you're into the cheese curds as well. Actually, they are pretty good, and their onion rings are definitely pretty good. They have some good food there. It's been a while since I've been to Culver's. That's a good place. I have to remember to stop in there one of these days and pick something up.
Yeah, for sure. You'll have to do that there, Dad. We'll have to have you over, and then we'll go over there and get some food or something.
Yeah, perhaps we can do that. Definitely. Yeah, like I say, it's been a while. I've had their fish and chips there. They're pretty good there as well. I'm gonna say we ate one up in. I want to say it was up in Escanaba as well. Like I say, their food is really good.
Yeah, I think they even have a fish basket that's pretty good. I don't know. Their food is good. I like them, and Chick-fil-A is pretty good too.
Yes, I would agree on that one. Man alive, Just again, just the quality of the food, the quantity of it. Anytime I can get the Chick-fil-A, man, it's good. They're busy. They're definitely a popular place there.
Yeah, I thought the one, opening up here at 23 and Gratiot, and then the new one there at Hall and Romeo Plank, I was like, it'll slow the Shelby one down, but it's not slowed it down one bit.
NAWCB, yeah, that's for certain. I agree. It's I'm like you. I thought, man, it'll take a little bit of the volume of the people out of there, but not a bit. I mean, even as late as we went in that one night, it was still pretty busy in there. It surprises me, but you got good food and good service and you can't beat it.
Yeah, you're right on that one. You go to some of these places and they got good food, but it's like they don't have good service, and it's just that some dogs that go in there and deal with the wait staff, or the deal with the person at the front desk, and it's just like trying to order food. They have an attitude. It's just it's nice to have a place that's got good service and good food.
Yeah, service goes a long way. Like you say, the food can be good, and that's great and such. But you got a lousy wait person, or somebody serving, or whatever. It's just kind of really messes things up. I always thank people. When they're done the service, I thank them for their good service, because like I say, it goes a long way. It completes the experience there.
Gee, Wayne, it does. And it's important. They care about you as a customer. You're not some number or I think if I'm more likely to go back to a place if they have good service versus, if they have good food and bad service.
Yeah, that's the truth there on that one. I agree. I know Mom and I have been to places, and it's like, we don't get good service. It's like, I'm not coming back for a while. We'll think about it or something like that. Mom, she's there from the past. She doesn't give big tips there for the bad service.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I get bad service, I don't tip very well. They actually leave a note said.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth there. Like you say, it's a big thing, and the experience there. They're checking up on you. They got a smile. They've got a good attitude. You don't see them off goofing off somewhere, or notably missing. They're there and doing the job. And that, like you say, that goes a long way for the food and the whole experience of it.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, well. We'll have to have you out here to go to Culver's or something like that sometime. Get some of that cheese curds.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Have some cheese curds. That would be neat. Sometime we'll have to do that. Definitely would look forward to that.
Yeah, I will say, though, with the cheese curds, though, Wisconsin, you can't beat the Wisconsin cheese curds.
NAWCB, I agree with you on that one there. Having them in Wisconsin there a couple of times, yeah, I agree. They're definitely Wisconsin, definitely unique. I totally agree on that one. They, like you say, they've got some decent restaurants in Wisconsin, and definitely got some good food there. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. You get places like Main Street and stuff like that up at Iron Mountain, and a couple other little diners there. It's pretty good. It's good to go visit sometimes, you know.
Yeah, it is, and like you say, especially if you're there and something you can look forward to go to a place like that, you know, something, a good place that you've ate before, or new experience there. I know they had there was one restaurant we went to, I think it was outside of Milwaukee, it was called the Machine Shed, and man, they really had some good food. It was like a machine shop, or, you know, like a farming facility that set up, decor or Moffitt or whatever like that, but the food was really good there, and it was good. It was decently priced.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Well, after speaking of the machine shop there, you'll have to take you over to the Ford garage there. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would there, and like I say, just the cars and the gas station or whatever set up there. It sounds like it's pretty cool. It sounds like it'd almost be on the line of what you guys, you went down to Henry Ford Museum there, having something like that with cars and such. It sounds pretty cool.
It is. It's pretty neat. The food's good. Service is good. It's neat to see the old Model T Fords and different things, the engines that are all laid out there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. That is. And again, as we were talking the other night, looking back on history in our country there, and seeing what our where we came from, and our cars of yesteryear, and kind of seeing that definitely brings back memories, and the kids get to see that kind of stuff and see what it was like in America, what people had to drive for automobiles there back in the day.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy over at Greenville Village, and he was saying that the Model T is still in the top 10 cars all time sold. And he's like, they've not built a Model T Ford in over 100 years.
Yes, that is a great automobile. That's for certain. I mean, again, for back in the day, that was a dependable ride, and got you from point A to point B, and cars that lasted there, and the Model T was a great car. The Model A that followed also was a good ride. Again, just good products that were manufactured here in our country.
Okay, are you rich?
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and kick off the days off, but appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and appreciate you coming along. Hopefully you have a good night tonight, and if you need anything, reach out.
I will do that. I appreciate it, and same goes here. If you need anything, let me know, but thanks for the ride along. Good conversation there about food, and getting kind of hungry there. Like I say, probably for you having supper, and I think I'll go see what's going on as well in that area. But we'll let you head on in. You got that ice cream there, so we'll look forward to the net tonight. Looking forward to that, and going to hear the Oakland County net also. But enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your evening. And tell everyone hello. Thanks for the conversation there tonight. 73s and 88, see you in the family. NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we will talk here soon. 73s and 88 student loans. 88YAU, Clark.